Judges, the fourth chapter, from verse 1 to 5, and I'm reading the King James Bible. And the children of Israel again did evil in the sight of the Lord when Ehud was dead. And the Lord sold them into the hand of Jabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera, which dwelt in Harosheth of the Gentiles. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. And Deborah, a prophetess, the wife of Lapidoth, she judged Israel at that time, and she dwelt under the palm tree of Deborah, between Ramah and Bethel in Mount Ephraim, and the children of Israel came up to her for judgment. Bible Before Breakfast, Mildred Kingsley Okonkwo here. Deborah, one of the strongest women you will ever encounter in the Bible. And I find her life very interesting because in a time and a season when it was alien for women to even be noticed, she was a judge. Many men had judged before her, but from nowhere. After Ehud was dead, Deborah was next in line. Interestingly, I don't think that Deborah was necessarily the only, or maybe even the first option God would have had as a judge. I don't think that's what happened. I think it was simply a case of one who saw opportunity and took it. Now, you may not know this until you read Judges chapter 5, verse 7. And it says, in the days of Shamgar, son of Anath, in the days of Jael, the highways were deserted and the travelers took the byways. Verse 7 says, life in the villages ceased. It ended in Israel until I, Deborah, arose a mother in Israel. I don't even think that Deborah really was chosen. I think she made the choice. Because when you read the scriptures, it tells you that the villagers just ceased to be until she arose. The villagers in Israel would not fight. They held back until Deborah arose. She chose to rise up. She saw there was a problem. And she saw that the men chose not to be men. People refused to fight back. Everyone had given up. People were tired. It says life ceased until I, Deborah, arose. So she made a choice. She saw a problem and decided to be the solution. I think that's one of the biggest lessons you can learn from Deborah. She made up her mind to be the solution rather than just sit back and grumble like everyone else and worry about why is this country like this? Why is Israel such a problem? Why is everything happening? Why are the leaders so bad? Why? She just decided to solve the problem. And says she arose as a mother and God made her a judge over his people. And so every day she would sit under the tree of Deborah and she would judge the children of Israel. She would tell them what was right and what was wrong. And it was in that season that she called on Barak and told him it was time to fight back. She sent for him and she told him, God of Israel has commanded you to go back and fight. Now, so many things have been said about Deborah. Some wrong, some right. But I think there's some things that I learned from her that I think, if we pay attention, can actually help us a lot in this generation. Now, she lived in a time when being a woman was much harder than it is today. Not that it's not hard to be a woman today, but I guarantee you it was much, much harder in her time. But she didn't use that as an excuse. The Bible says she arose as a mother. She made up her mind, I'm going to make a difference. The second thing I noticed about Deborah in Judges 4, chapter 4, it says that she was Deborah, a prophetess. But she was the wife of Lapidoth. And so many times people make it seem as if you are going to be married, you must dim your light. Deborah has shown us clearly that you can be a prophetess and be a wife. You don't have to choose one for the other. You don't have to dim your light. There's a scripture that I love so much. And it's the scripture that tells us that you are the light of the world. And you find that in Matthew 5 from verse 14. It says, you are the light of the world, and you are a city on a hill that cannot be hidden. Verse 15 says, neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bushel or under a bowl or under a basket. Instead, they set it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. I don't think that God would see a great and strong woman and put her under a man that would be a bushel, under a man that would be a cover or a bowl. No, God will hand her over to a man, to a Lapidoth, who would help her to shine. Interestingly, the meaning of the name Lapidoth is torch or enlightened, like a lamp. And so this woman was light that was put in a lamp. Literally, God put her on a lampstand so that she could give light to the whole house. So you don't have to dim your light just because you want to get married. You don't have to somehow become a shadow of yourself just to be married as a woman. Deborah has shown us that you can be a great woman and just marry a man who will cause you to shine even more. Another lie that people have told us is they've made us believe that marriage favors only men. That is a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible is very clear when it talks about marriage in Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9. It says, two are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. God's plan and ultimate plan was that both parties would help each other shine. And that is what Lapidoth and Deborah stand for. She was a prophetess. She was a prophetess and she was the wife of Lapidoth. He helped her to shine. He helped her to succeed at what she was called to do. And the scripture tells us she was his wife, meaning she was his helper as well. So this tells me, just looking at Deborah, that you can have it all. I know, yes, I've heard it many times that you can have it all is a myth. I don't think so. Deborah has shown us that you can be a strong woman, yet be submitted. You can be a strong woman doing well in your business or in your career, and yet be a wife and possibly a mother. You can have it all. There's greatness within you, is what Deborah tells us. But you have to take the responsibility to steward that greatness. You must take responsibility. You must say, I will arise. I'm tired of complaining about this situation. I will arise. So my challenge to you today, sit down. What's that one thing you've been complaining about so badly? Do you know that the reason why you're seeing nothing and you're complaining about it so much is because you've been engraced with the solution? God has given you the solution to that problem you're complaining about. So when are you going to quit complaining and arise like Deborah? Deborah found out that Israel had no mother, so she arose. She made up her mind to become the mother and to challenge the men to fight back. And so she did. Did the victory come to a man or to a woman? The victory came to God. Because at the end of the day, God defeated his enemies. So today, make up your mind to be like Deborah. Don't choose either or. You can have it all. But it only comes from one who has decided to take responsibility to be all God has called them to be. So go out there today and shine. Make sure you pick the right person to be your torch, but shine your light. Good morning. What a wonderful way to start your day. Bible Before Breakfast with Mildred Kingsley-Gongwa.